Hello, this is Hardy Wallace. This is episode 5, Getting Dirty, Wine with Hardy Wallace. And it is Wednesday, August 16th. So I'm coming to you from Shake Ridge Ranch up in Amador County. And we get 3 blocks of Mourvèdre here in Sutter Creek. And not only were we checking out our blocks, we caught up with good buddy of mine, John Lockwood, and John has Enfield Wines. And John and I have been roommates, co-workers, we've shared vineyards together, worked out of the same winemaking space for, you know, almost 9 years. We're not still roommates after 9 years, but you know what I'm saying. So we caught up with John to talk about Tempranillo. So we're out here standing in Shake Ridge Ranch on
Shaker
Thursday,
yes.
August 15th.
Yes.
And I am with the one and only Johnny the Truth, Lockwood. So we're standing near Tempranillo block, Johnny.
Yeah, we're looking at some head train vines, nice little north facing slope. And yeah, canopy's looking great this year. It has been hot, not as hot as last year. We are pretty much through veraison. Down at the very bottom of the block, there's still a few green berries, but stuff is starting to taste juicy.
Yeah, actually, it looks really good. And I mean, you've worked with this now, is this 8 years?
Oh, this? God. Yeah, 2011.
Yeah.
I'm like, Tempranillo.
OG.
OG. The OG of New California Tempranillo.
Yeah. So you've got your first sample pulled and kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, first
into the eight ball right now.
First red sample of the year, actually. Tempranillo, literally in Spanish, is the little early one. Temprano means early in Spanish. So it is usually the first red pick of the year for us. And yeah, I don't think we're going to see anything scary-wise yet, sugar numbers, but always good to get a baseline and also start tasting the skins and really getting a sense of the tannins. You know, Tempranillo, that's really one of the things you do have to wait for a little bit of tannin resolution in the skins.
What do you think as far as, I mean, kind of looking into the 8-ball pick date, approximately?
I'd say in the 10 days to 14, 2 weeks zone. So kind of last week of August would be my best guess.
What would that have you on track with previous vintages?
That would be probably about average. I think we have picked it in September twice, and we've picked it sort of before August 20th twice, and then everything else has sort of fallen in that August 20th to August 30th zone.
So from here this morning, where are you going to head off to?
Over to Rorick next, where our other Tempranillo comes from. So also foothills, but it's quite a drive, actually, because it's down in Calaveras County. Yeah, and these two usually are fighting neck and neck for our first red pick of the year. So we'll see which one is ahead. Past couple years, Shake Ridge has been the later one. I think as these head train vines become more established, you really start to see the separation between the VSP and the head trained, and the head trained stuff is a little bit cooler, a little bit shadier, and so you do get some extended hang time. Whereas when these vines were young, it was the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause now it's like they're just starting to become, like, I mean, they're not teenagers yet, but, or maybe they're other teenagers. Yeah.
Yeah, they're teenagers. They're teens, yeah. Maybe still young teenagers, but I think head trained vines just take a little bit longer to establish. So the same vine planted at the same time with the sort of uber efficiency of VSP might be a few years ahead in its development at the same point.
It's always great to catch up with John Lockwood because we share a number of vineyards together, and though we work with different varieties and different blocks, it's always great to get someone else's kind of take on how the season's looking, and especially where we work with some fairly remote areas, and we share a couple of these areas together. So from here, I am off into El Dorado County. I've got about a 45-minute drive to go to Skinner, Stony Creek. I'll check out the Mourvèdre there, and on the way home, as I'm dropping back down toward Sacramento, I'll head to the town of Rescue, California, still in El Dorado County, but down lower, and check out Skinner White Oak Flats. We're keeping things short and sweet today, as I have 2 more vineyards to hit, and then have to get back down to Napa for a little bit of work this afternoon. Going back to the question I answered in the last episode, who are some producers that people may not know about that are making awesome wines and that are still very under the radar? One other that comes to the top of the head is Little Francis. Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, littlefrancis.com. Aaron Pooley has been making awesome Semillon for years. The wines are delicious, they're affordable, and you should definitely check them out. And on that note, let's get weird.